Mission Parashat Ukran.
Notate, uitate. You need a battery?
I got it.
This is chapter 20. This week's Parsha. Parashat Chukat. The first paragraph this week's Parsha talks about the red cow. The red cow really was told to Am Yisrael originally when they came out of Egypt. The 3 days after we crossed Yam Suf was no water. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go take a tree, and they found bitter water in the place it was called Mara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go take a tree, and the few opinions, what tree was it? Either an olive tree or maybe another tree. Moshe threw it into the water and the water became sweet. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I would like you to tell the nation a few halachot. And one of the things he taught them was the red cow. Even though they didn't exercise anything, just the idea of the red cow. Again, the red cow, the ashes, after they slaughter the red cow, they have to slaughter it on the Olive Mountain, how does it team? And then they burn it, they take the ashes, they mix it with water, and whoever touched the dead person who went to the cemetery has to be sprinkled twice within a week, on the third day and the seventh day, has to go to Mikveh, and then that's how this impure wind that he got goes away from him. So Moshe told it to Am Yisrael 3 days after we left Egypt in a subject that was no water. That's the first time we found that Torah was no water. The place was Mara. And it's called Mara because then they found bitter water, they couldn't drink it, and Moshe spit in the water. And then Moshe told them, Hashem told me to tell you a few halachot. By the way, Hashem told them at that time also about the halachot of Shabbat. Even though they did not really exercise Shabbat yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that on the Ten Commandments, but already the concept of Shabbat and certain halachot were given to Am Yisrael at the time, again in that place, Mara, that they found a bit of water and Moshe spit in the water. The second time we find in the Torah there is no water, this is just before we came to Har Sinai in Refidim. Over there was no water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go take a stick and hit off one of the rocks. And since then, until Am Yisrael left, he left the desert and they came to the Jordan River, to cross the Jordan River from the other side, was called the Well of Miriam. And again, this was in Parashat Beshalach, if you have the Chumash. And over there it says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the stick, hit one of the rocks, and the rock gave water, and that rock he used to travel along with them, and produces water, endless water, that we're talking about millions of Jewish people and the Arab Rav drinking water, without stopping. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to make a Mishkan, and the second day, after Nadav Avihu died, on the first day when they opened the Mishkan, this was the second day of Chodesh Nisan. I don't know how many years ago, because it doesn't say clearly over here what is the situation right now. But anyway, after Korach, Korach was at least 2 years after the story that Moshe opened the Mishkan. Here comes the Torah, this week's Parashah, and says, Parashat Chukat, Zot Chukat HaTorah, I'm going to tell you the laws of red cow. Well, the red cow already was told to Am Yisrael again in Mara, 3 days after we left Egypt. And the second day Moshe opened the Mishkan. This is the Parashat Shmini, Parashat Nazor. This is before the spies, before the miraglim, before Korach. Already the exercise, actually Parah Adumah, the red cow. But nevertheless, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to put the laws of the red cow here. The place really in the Torah is not something that we should worry about, because the Torah is not in order. But that's what we're going to speak about this tonight, Bezrat Hashem, is to see why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is telling us about the red cow, because the red cow already was given to us 2 years ago, right we came out of Egypt. And then when we open the Mishkan, already we access the red cow. Here comes the Torah and tells all the laws of the red cow, what you got to do, how do you do it, how do you slaughter it and burn it and take it, put it in spring water and sprinkle. That really should have been told us much before, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed it until here. And the reason for that comes to Gemara and says, this is chapter 20, we have the Chumash, sentence 1, Ve'avu, Bnei Yisrael, Kol Ha'edam Mitbarzim, Ha'chodesh Harishon. So again, this is the year number 40. This is the 40th year. Now the Torah jumped. We jumped from Korach. It exactly, we don't know exactly when Korach was, it's no date exactly when. But it's about 36, 37 years we jumped. From last week to this Shabbat. Here comes the Torah and says, Babni Israel, Kol Adam Mit Martin, says the Gemara, comes the Gemara, and if Rashi says, if Rashi again, it's not Rashi, it's a Medrash, the Gemara, and it says, Vayavu Bnei Israel, Kol Adam. It says, everybody's here. What do you mean everybody's here? Says the Gemara, Eda Shlema. It says, this is the new generation. The old generation died. 15,000 in chains every year. And now, Ve'elu Parshu L'Chaim, those are the new people, the new generation. Okay. They came to Midbar Tzin, the desert of Tzin, B'Chodesh HaRishon, this is Chodesh Nisan. Now it's the 40th year after we came out of Egypt. And 38 years after we sent the spies, altogether since we left Egypt is 40 years, we came. Bayeshev Abe Kadesh, the nation dwelt in a place that's called Kadesh. Kadesh is a town, it's a very nice town, that really Am Israel dwelt in that town for 19 years. It means we were in the desert altogether 38 years. Really we were 40 years, but until we came out of Egypt, until we got here, we got there, we stayed on Har Sinai 1 year. 38 years we wandered in the desert, but 19 out of the 38 we stay in Kadesh. Kadesh is, the Gemara says, a very nice town, and spices, it smells good. So here comes the Torah and says, you know, we are in Kadesh. Miriam all of a sudden died. The only lady that died in the desert. No other lady died in the desert. All the ladies went to Eretz Israel. Only men died in the desert. There were no funerals of ladies in the desert. One funeral only, Miriam. Comes the Gemara and says, what is it? For what? What happened? She died. What happened? Sinless. Not sinless. Comes the Gemara and says, you know how sinless? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took her neshama like with a kiss. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took the neshama of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and this week's parasha later is Aharon, and then Zot HaBracha is Moshe, says the Gemara, they died, it's called the death of kiss. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the neshama of a person out, when it's time to go to Gan Eden, it hurts the body when the neshama comes out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for those only, says the Gemara, this is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called kissed them, and when he kissed them, he took the neshama out. Says the Gemara, don't underestimate Miriam, the same thing. Says the Gemara, Hashem so-called kissed Miriam, but it's not nice to say. so-called Hashem, we like to look at him in the entity of a male, even though the HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as a female a lot of time. So we say, Modima Nachnu Lach, but doesn't matter, comes the Gemara and says, you know, the girl is sinless. It's the same stage, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe and Aaron. There's the Gemara, but it doesn't say in the Torah that Hashem kissed them because it's not proper. So that's lonely lady, they died in the desert, sinless lady, again, so-called by a kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for no reason. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, now I'm going to tell you. The reason why the story of the red cow appears, this is Parasha, is really should have been before, because the red cow was taught to Am Yisrael at Mara, 3 days after we left Egypt. And later, a year later, when Moshe opened the Mishkan, actually they exercised the red cow. And we know already. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it over here, is to tell you like this. The red cow services some kind of forgiveness to Am Yisrael. If you remember, the Gemara says, Am Yisrael is the golden calf, and this is the red cow, so-called, is the mother of the golden calf, of the calf. And red cow, the Gemara says, it's called Kapala. Says the Gemara, red cow is a Kapala, is a forgiveness for Am Yisrael. The same thing, Mitat Tzadikim Mechaperet, when the holy man died, it's a big kapara for Am Yisrael. Just like to share with you, I came today back from Eretz Israel. I left Monday to a funeral of one of the biggest Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Israel, 99 years old. Hashem took him. 2 weeks ago, Hashem took somebody again from Europe, 107 years old, from Switzerland. His name was Rabbi Koppelman, 107. Today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took at 2:30 in the afternoon, Rosh Yeshiva tells in Cleveland, 99 years old. Within 1 month, the three giants of the Yeshivot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them to Gan Eden. As it happened to be exactly two of them this week, this is the parasha that we're learning, that Miriam died sinless, and the reason is forgiveness for Am Yisrael. Well, in our time, you know, it's no surprise. After Lesh Shabbat, where those animals in Albany came out with that decision, what Noach made his children to swear that should never happen. The Gemara says, before Noach came out of the Teva, says the Gemara, three things Noach made his children swear. It says, the first thing he told them, don't you ever make weddings between men and men. The first thing, before they put the foot on the floor, out of the Teva, Noach made them swear. So Baruch Hashem, we saw this week, Baruch Hashem, the Shabbat, those animals in Albany decided they don't believe in Noah. So already we have two sacrifices this week. 99 years old in Eretz Israel, and 99 years old in Cleveland, Ohio. Says the Gemara, you know, Miriam is the same concept. Miriam, right now, is 125 years old, died, for no reason. Kapara, forgiveness. I know we need a kapara. But this is the Gemara just said. The woman said, "Kol Adam it batzin." It's a new generation. This is the Gemara. The language the Gemara uses says, "Ve'ele parshu l'chaim." Those are the ones that were separated to live now. Must be, you know, nothing wrong with them. Ele parshu l'chaim. Good people. All of a sudden, Miriam of America dead. What happened? The Gemara said, "Kapara, kapara for what?" No sin. What sin? There's no sin. What do you mean, kapcha? He didn't live in America. Not only she died over there, says the Torah, she was buried over there. No, of course, but you think they're going to take her to Israel? But what's the question? It's no information. What's the information? She died over there and she was buried over there. What else? What else would you think? Of course she was buried over there. They wouldn't carry her. Why they would carry her? To carry her to where? To Israel. Says the Torah, all of a sudden, Am Yisrael realized that the water that they had for the last 40 years in the desert was the merit, the zechut of Miriam. Since she died, there's no water. Well, that's the Gemara says, Masechet Anit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael three presents. The well of Miriam, the water in the desert, bizchut Miriam, in the merit of Miriam, the man, But we got food daily in the desert, Bizchut Moshe Rabbeinu, and the cloud that led us and watched us in the desert and gave us the right weather. This is Bizchut Aharon HaKohen. Says the Gemara, I'm tired, there's no more well. But this has to do with anything. But this has to do with anything. So, somebody has a merit, and because of that, somebody, Baruch Hashem, had water in the desert. So she died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take the water out. Why? Why? It can continue. Why? If any scientist makes something, and he invented something, and it's the merit of this guy, so when he dies, they finish it. Why? So, we got it because the chut of Miriam. With the merit of Miriam, we got the water. So, if Miriam died, she died. She doesn't have to stay alive all the time. Maybe she has to stay alive for that. He says, this is the zechut, the merit of Miriam, so we got it. It's not necessarily that after she died, I mean, there's no more water. Happened to me, says the Torah. Happened to me, Miriam is dead, there's no water. There was no water to the nation, to the congregation. Like Alon, Moshe and Aaron, says the Gemara, Moshe and Aaron were sitting Shiva on Miriam, and Am Yisrael came in front of the house where Moshe and Aaron were sitting, screaming, begging. He says, stop sitting over here on your sister. Soon all of us are going to be dead. The Arab and Moshe, they're fighting with Moshe. We wish we would have died already. Not die like this from thirst. Why did you bring us to the desert to die over here? ולמה לתנו ממצרים, why did you take us out of Egypt, ולתנו למקום הרע, it brought us to this bad place, לא מקום זרע, תנא, גפן וגמון, you can't plant over here anything. מה עם מים לשתות, it's not water to drink. ובואו משה מהרון פני הקל ופתח הוא מלא ופתח פניהם, says משה נהרון קל, לגמרא, says when? Because they were afraid, they're going to do something to them, עם ישראל. ודבר השם משה, למה ככה אתה מתאים, אני מוכתוב משה, says לגמרא, says, אני מוכתוב משה, the right 100%, Don't sit Shiva now on your sister with Aaron. Take Aaron and let's produce water. The first thing, take the stick. You and your brother gathered all of Israel. You should talk to the rock. They should see that you talk to the rock and then the rock will give water. Then you take water from this rock, you give them water to drink. Moshe took the stick. They took Am Israel, brought him in front of the rock. The Gemara said it was not the real rock. The rock ran away. Moshe couldn't find it. At the end, the demand for Moshe, they make joke out of Moshe. The Gemara says, it says, get us water. What are you playing with us? It says, you're the ones that you never listen. You want water from that one? We'll get you water. The same explanation, Moshe calls them the one that you never listen because, you know, they constantly complain even though it's a new generation. The Gemara says it's a new generation. This is, Moshe calls them a name. The Gemara is very upset at Moshe. Why? The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Moshe. The Rishonim say maybe that's Moshe's sin. He calls them Sarvanim, Morim. It means you're the ones who don't listen. What do you mean I don't listen? What do you want from me? I'm here stuck in the desert in Kaddish. I'm stuck. Me, I'm died. It's your sister. The Gemara says, now they realize that the water was because of Miriam. There's no water. So, they're dying. Dying. You're talking about millions of Jews. Millions. And all the animals dying. So Moshe stands up and says, oh, you, the bad ones, you don't listen. What do you mean? What do you mean listen? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? To sit down and die? What do you want to do? And what kind of name is this? What did I do? They didn't do nothing. What did I do? I complain. I says, Moshe, why don't you take me out? I'm going to die now, myself and my children and my animals from thirst. So, that's very legitimate. What's wrong with this? Nothing wrong with this. Yeah, well, the person has to imagine himself. Somebody stuck him in the middle of the desert, and all of a sudden there's no water. So? It's a legitimate complaint. So Moshe is so upset. Why Moshe is so upset? Yahweh Moshe kirdu v'yachet aseh leh v'matiru p'amayim Moshe v'izin. Excuse me. I'd like to share with you something. I was in Israel last night, and David Ale, this is the head of Ir David, they do the digging. Well, it's a secret. They do the digging to revive all the old things from the first temple, but then the second temple. Now you go in front of the Kotel, if you ever go inside the tunnel, you look on the floor, there's a piece of glass that you see the Kotel really is all the way down. All the way down. They just dug it on the other side, and they got to the first stone of the Kotel. That underneath that you see the ground, the rock. It's a different Kotel over there. It's a different stone, completely different stone. It took already the Rabbanim, Rav Amar, it took already other very important people down there. It's such a feeling. It's unbelievable. So why I'm saying it? The Torah says, that Moshe raised his hand, he hit the rock. So over there, the Kotel is standing on the rock. And the rock is a tremendous rock over there. And then they're going to dig now, they want to go all the way inside. So right now, they dug. It's all the way, it's about, I think, 10 meters under the street over there. Under the street, when you come out of the Kotel, 10 meters down. The first stone of the Kotel. That's a beautiful stone. It's not the stone that we have, that you see at the Kotel. Much nicer. Has a design on it. Probably those ones, either the Yimach Shemam, the Romans destroy the beauty of it, or through the years, it was I don't know, because of the rain maybe, I don't know why. It's a complete, it has a real design on it. There's something like this. Something like this, but it's full. Like a box. Like a box like this. But the box is full. It's like two...
Carved down,
yeah. Beautiful. Just for this, we have to go to Israel. Just to look at it. Just to look beside all the things they find now. Unbelievable. They deserve everything, these people over there. It's called Ir David. If you go to Israel, you owe it to yourself. It's an unbelievable feeling also. I don't know, maybe that stone is from the first Beit HaMikdash. I don't know. I don't know if they know. But then you see how they started the whole construction, the whole thing.
So what happened? It's sunken?
No, filled.
Filled,
the whole thing is filled.
On top.
Yeah, it's filled. And also you see stones that were thrown from Beit HaMikdash, went inside, you see a tunnel. Ah. Unbelievable. You feel it in Beit HaMikdash. You feel it. So Moshe hit the rock twice and water came out. Yoram said, everybody drink. Moshe said to Moshe, you didn't listen to me. You don't believe in me. Lagdisheni, to make me holy and live in Israel. They make me holy. When they make me holy, comes the Gemara and says, you know what? Hashem told Moshe, go speak to the rock. Even though Hashem told Moshe, go take the stick in your hand, Hashem told Moshe specifically, go speak to him. Now Moshe hit him. Says the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, you know, because of this, you eliminate what we call Kiddush Hashem. What Kiddush Hashem, says the Gemara? If Moshe would have spoken to the rock, together with Aaron, and all of a sudden, water will gush out. People will say, wow, you see, even the rock listens to Hashem. Of course, we got to listen. So, this would be something for the new generation to come, that they should learn what belief is. And the question is, of course, all the Rishonim, everybody asked, like said, Parashat Beshalach, like 3 days after he came out of Egypt. No, I'm sorry, not 3 days. About 2 months after he came out of Egypt, we came to Rephidim. There was no water over there. Hashem told Moshe, take the stick, go outside, there's a rock, hit the rock. Hit it. Moshe hit it, and the water. It's called the Well of Miriam, that traveled in the desert for 40 years. Now it's the 40th year. In a few months, they're going to Eretz Israel. So, all of a sudden, Hashem told Moshe, stick to the rock. And the purpose of it, don't hit him. Because when Am Israel will see that Moshe has a dialogue with the rock, they will say, wow, if the rock listens, we got to listen. He says, excuse me, why 40 years ago Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock? And Hashem did not worry about this particular thing that Am Israel should at that time also should have seen. That Moshe spoke to the rock. And they will say, wow, the rock listens. We have to listen as well. Over there, no. Over there, Moshe hit the rock. Yeah, Hashem is upset, Moshe. Why did you hit the rock? Said, if I would be Moshe, I said, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, you told me to take the stick. Secondly, 40 years ago, you told me to hit the rock. 40 years ago, you told me to hit the rock. It's the same rock. What if it is now? What changed over here? He says, no, if you would have spoken to the rock. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I would have spoken to the rock 40 years ago also, it would be the same thing. No, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe, just speak to the rock. Don't hit it. Because if you had spoken to the rock, Am Yisrael would be very, very surprised, and they will be in a shock that because Moshe spoke to the rock. I says, if they'll be in a shock, the shock should have been 40 years ago also. No. Here Hashem is upset. Is what, and Hashem said, you did not make so-called my name holy, did not do Kiddush Hashem. לכן, therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא סבור, לא תביאו את הקהל הזה לארץ ישראל, you can't go to Eretz Israel. Can't go to Eretz Israel. המה ממריבה, says the Torah, those are the water, it's called the water of a quarrel. אשר רבו בני ישראל את השם, that Am Israel had a quarrel, they fought with הקדוש ברוך הוא. Excuse me? They didn't fight with הקדוש ברוך הוא. The opposite, the Gemara says, הקדוש ברוך הוא תודה משה רבינו, don't sit שיבה, please get out of your house, get the water. It says 15 million people might die. Here comes the Torah. It says, you know what? This is the water of the fight that Am Israel fought with Hashem. Am Israel fought with Hashem? Where did they fight with Hashem? Maybe they fought with Moshe. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out of his way this time and told Moshe now, says the Gemara, they're right. Machin are right. Go get the water quickly. I says, now, nevertheless, the Torah says, you know, this is the water that Am Israel had the quarrel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who cares about it? It had to fight it. What is the thought of? Hey, Kadesh Bam. I said, Kadesh Baruch Hu made himself holy with this idea. I said, for what? With your permission. I said, this is the first like, story that the Torah tells us. And the second story, the third one after that, let's see if you have a Chumash sentence 22. It says, Vayisumi Kadesh. So they left this place. See, that place was called Kadesh. That Torah says, Vayisumi Kadesh. They're traveling. Traveling toward Eretz Israel. Vayavo bni Israel kol ha'eda horar. So from Kadesh, here comes the Torah and says again, all of Israel came to the place, it's called Horar. Comes the Gemara and says, over here it says again, all of Israel, comes the Gemara with a different statement. Comes the Gemara and says, you know who is this? If you have Rashi, you can see in Rashi. Rashi says, Kulam Shlemim. They're all perfect. V'omdim l'ikanes la'aretz. They're all ready to go to Israel. Shelo ha'bein echad, was no one over there, motam, shenigzera gzera alem. Shekvar kalu migitnetem midbar. It says, all the old ones died. You already told me before this. You went through this over here. The Torah says before Miriam died, the Torah says, the whole nation, says the Gemara, what do you mean whole nation? That's a new generation. Here comes the Torah says again, it's a new generation. But here, they get a description. Says the Gemara, ve'elu motan shekatub ba'em chayim kulchem hayom. It says, When Moshe will tell us, "Atem advekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem hayom," this is the pasuk that we say when we open the Torah. So before we read the Torah, the whole congregation they say a sentence from Sefer Dvarim: "Atem advekim, you are the ones be glued b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem hayom, you are alive." Comes the Gemara and says, "Here." Comes the Rashi and brings the Midrash, the Gemara, and says, "Here it is." You see, no. The left Kaddish, says the Torah, who left Kaddish? Says the Torah, everybody left Kaddish. Who is everybody? That's the new generation. Which new generation? The new one that did not participate in the story of the spies, and those are the ones that called, that are glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened now? He just told me before the same story. This is nothing happened. From that story to this story, nothing happened. Nobody did anything. Nothing. There's no information. I say we are the nation that we were at Kadesh, and the description that was given to us is that we are the new generation, that we are the ones that are going to live through now to go to Eretz Israel. And then we have the story of the water. Nothing happened. No, nobody dies. There's no information. The Gemara says maybe some people did die, but in Torah you don't see anything at Am Yisrael. Again, Am Yisrael were justified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they requested water, and now the Torah says the moving out of that place is called Kadesh, or Yisrael Kadesh. Comes the Gemara and says, this is really the top of the people. This is the real ones that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of them, that's what the Torah says, Moshe will tell them, Chaim kolchem hayom, you're alive. It says, that's the one. So what happened before? You didn't tell me that. Before you just told me this is the new generation, you didn't tell me those are the ones, Chaim kolchem hayom, they're going to live. Why? Why? Nothing happened. It's the same thing. It says, we just got to Kadesh. There was still water. There's nothing is wrong with these people. The Torah doesn't give them this title that they are glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those people are glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are they glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu better than other ones? So comes the Gemara and says the following. You know, we find in the Torah the word Vayeshev. Vayeshev. You're familiar with the word that says Vayeshev Yaakov, Be'etz Migurei Avi, Vayeshev. Next week's parasha, it says Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim. Vayeshev. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, the word Vayeshev, what it means to dwell, usually, not all the time, you'll see that something not so good is going to happen. Says the Gemara, I want to give you some examples. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'etz Migurei Aviv, it says Yaakov dwelled in the state of his father's, and then the first story is going to happen now that Yosef is going to be sold. It says, the word Vayeshev is not the best. Come to Gemara, next is Parasha, it says, Am Yisrael set, dwell in the place it's called Shittim. It says the Torah, Vayachal Am, the nation started to go with non-Jewish girls over there. Comes the Gemara and says over here, it's the same thing. Look. It says, Vayeshev Am Bekadesh, the nation dwelled in Kadesh, but Amot Shamiriam, Miriam is dead. This is what is the problem exactly? What is the problem? Yaakov Avinu says he dwelled, Yosef is going to disappear. It says, what's the connection? Am Yisrael dwelled in a place called Shittim, it says, Vayeshev, it says, soon that they're going to have these mixed weddings. Assimilation with a non-Jewish girl. So what this has to do with it? So comes the Gemara of the statement, it's for us, that we have to know, says the Gemara, Tzadikim en le menucha ba'olam hazeh. Sheneimar, yelchu mechayil el chayil, yirael elokim v'tzion. So the person in his lifetime, says the Gemara, should not look for early retirement. I'm going to retire. I walked out enough. I'm moving to Boca Raton. Moving to Boca Raton. What's wrong with this? I know what's this. Comes the Gemara and says it's the biggest mistake of a person. Biggest mistake. Says the Gemara, if you want to take it easy, you don't understand the destination. The destination is Yerushalayim. Yirae el Elokim Betzion.
It says, Tzadikim, אין להם מנוחה בעולם. Tzadikim, they have no rest on this world. Yelchu mechayil el chayil. They climb until Yirae El Elokim, it's until we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Zion. It means the Mashiach will come. Then what we pray in Shmoneh Esrei. That's in Shmoneh Esrei came Chachamim and put us v'techezena enenu b'shufcha leZion berachamim. Of course, simple thing it means, you know, we hope to God that we'll see Him in Yerushalayim. Since the Gemara, it's much deeper than that. This is a statement that what all we requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shmoneh Esrei, we ask Him for Parnasa, for Refuah Shlema, for Mechila, this is all this is we know our destination. The destination is that we should hope to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu there in Zion. That's the destination. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you something. If you don't have it, if you're comfortable where you are, it doesn't matter where you are, you can be Yaakov Avinu. He lives in Hebron. But you're comfortable there. He says, okay, I'm okay now. I'm sitting down. He says, no, you can't sit down. You have to climb and go. Hopefully, it's going to be Mashiach one day. Hashem will appear in Zion. That's your job. Your job is a hope and a pray for the final destination. The final destination is Yirae Elokim Etzion. That's what we say in Shmoneh Esrei. V'techezena enenu, hope to God. Our eyes will see. V'shuvcha leZion berachamim, you come back to Zion. This is the job. And Yaakov Avinu says the Gemara, you know, v'yeshev Yaakov b'kesh Yaakov l'shev b'shalva k'afatz alav hukzo shel Yosef. What do you think? Yaakov decided, you know, enough is enough. Ran away from Esav, ran away from Lavan. Baruch Hashem, he made it. He's a billionaire, a trillionaire. He says, now he wants to sit down in Hebron and rest. What do you think he's going to play cards? He says, Yaakov Avinu, what is he going to say? He's going to learn. He says, the Gemara, no. You can't take it easy. You can't take it easy. You should never go to retire. He says, you have to push. What? To push, hopefully, that you'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Zion. Yaakov decided, he takes it easy, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yosef away from him. Next is Parasha, Am Yisrael dwell in Shittim. The Gemara says, Shittim was a very nice city. He says, they took it easy. He says, excuse me, you have to be on the suitcase. On the suitcase. They say, Chafetz Chaim, every time somebody knocked on the door, he put his jacket, he took his stick, he said, Mashiach is here. Mashiach is here. He says, you have to be on the suitcases. Let's say that somebody, a rich person, came to Chafetz Chaim, knocked on the door, came inside. Chafetz Chaim had no furniture in the house. Asked Chafetz Chaim, where's your furniture? Where? I don't see no furniture. Chafetz Chaim said, where's your furniture? He said, what are you talking about? I'm a guest. He said, me too. I'm a guest also. The final destination, says the Gemara, is Yirae Elokim Etzion. Says the Gemara, you should know that happened over here. Vayeshev ha'am b'kadesh, says the word Vayeshev, dwelled in Kadesh. Vayeshev means, says the Gemara, that Kadesh was a very nice city. It had smell of spices. And Am Yisrael loved it. And it says, now we got to this place. They took it easy. They unloaded the donkeys. They put the tents. It says, Gan Eden. Says, you know what happened? Miriam died. But Tamot Shamiyam, Miriam died. Says the Gemara, why should Miriam die? This, because they need a forgiveness. Because look what happened to Yaakov. Yaakov took it easy, says the Gemara. Therefore Yosef was stolen. That's his next parasha, says Vayeshev, Yisrael Bashitim. It says, look what happened, epidemic is going to come. It's 24,000 people will die. Pinchas is going to have to kill the person, the president of Shevet Shimon. It says, the same mistake is happening now. It says, Rashi said, you know the Gemara says, new generation, the whole generation of the Kham, they dwell in the city of Kadesh. They don't pass. They took it easy, they said, oh, such a good town is here. Thank God we can stay here. So we can stay here? Let me stay here. Immediately, says the Gemara, me, I'm dying. Therefore, we learn on the red cow, that the red cow originally was given to us in the city of Marah, 3 days after we left Egypt. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned us, If somebody is going to die, you have to purify yourself with the ashes of the red cow. It says the Gemara, what happened? What happened? It says the Gemara, they went 3 days without learning Torah. It says, you came out of Egypt? True. So, you take it easy. It says the Gemara, since then that we have the custom to read the Torah every 3 days, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat, should not pass 3 days without hearing a Dvar Torah. It says, because that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go further up, to climb up. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Mara already told us, in that city, there was no water, there was bitter water. Hashem does, you know, this is the concept of a red cow. It's not the red cow, you have to learn how to purify yourself, because it's going to be a death penalty if you don't learn enough. It says, here comes the Torah and says, you should know, the well in the desert was Bizuchut, the merit of Miriam. But it's going to be the merit of Miriam if you go toward Eretz Israel. Says the Gemara that Miriam told her father Amram that, you know, you and my mother, Yocheved, you will have a son that he will save Am Israel. He will be the Redeemer. He is going to take us out of Egypt. He says, what you get out of Egypt? He says, this is the five Leshonot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough just to get out of Egypt. Not enough to get the Torah. Destination is Eretz Israel. You must get to Eretz Israel. He says, me, I'm convinced of Father. The destination is Israel. This is the destination. He says, get back to you, to my mother, to your wife, and have a son. And when Moshe was born, Amram came to Miriam and says, no, you're right. He says, my Torah. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader. He's going to take us out of Egypt. He says, but you know, Moshe is going to die here in Kaddish. Moshe is going to die in a minute. I said, that's what happened. Miriam died, was no water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron, go outside and speak to the rock. And Moshe hit the rock, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hey, what did you do? You should have spoken to the rock, said, Bikidush Hashem. And Am Israel will realize, if the rock listens, they have to listen. He says, Moshe, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 40 years ago I hit the rock. It's true. 40 years ago, we were in transit the whole time. It says, nobody needed to have a boost in belief. We believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We left Egypt. Zachat l'chesed nuraich. We left Egypt. We were walking in the desert. Nobody took, opened up his tent, and said, oh, I love it here. I'll stay here. He says, you don't understand. The destination is Israel. So we go to Israel. It doesn't exist. Hashem told Moshe, quickly go take the stick, hit the rock. Now it's a new generation. What new generation? Take it easy. Take it easy. He said, what? You're building a house. He said, building the tent. Sit in the desert. He feels comfortable. He said, what's wrong with you? What? How are you going to get to Israel? He says, Vayeshev Am Bekadesh, is the Torah. Elu Parshu Lachaim. You know, this is the new generation. They're not going to die. They're not going to die. But they don't understand. They don't understand. They cannot dwell in that city. They cannot say, I love this city. That's the scene. For that scene, Miriam died to have a kapara for them. Because Chas v'Shalom would happen something that happened to Yaakov Avinu. That happened next week in the Shittim. 24,000 people died. Says the Gemara, why what happened is because you forgot your destination. Yalchu mechayel el chayel erelu lekim tzion. It says, Nishmones, Yosef techezen, Hashem chotzim lerachamim. Hashem, I want to see you. It's not, you know, that this is, I hope to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Israel. It means, it's a statement that I say, that all what I want. This is my obligation. I want to get to Israel. I want to get to Israel. And he says, that's why I ask you, whatever the list I have, and I beg you in Shmoneh Esrei, and I say, I need this, he says, what I need, not because I want to live outside of Eretz Israel. That's my destination. Here, after the whole episode over here with the water, now they got the water, says the Torah, they moved out of Kadesh. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you moved very nicely. Thank God you moved from there. This is the people. This is the Gemara. You know, as long as you moved out from that city, that before you decided you like it and you want to dwell over there and it smells good, says the Gemara. It says they moved. It says the cloud got up. It says everybody packed up the bags. It says we're leaving. Nobody said, oh no, we don't want to leave. We want to stay. It's so comfortable here because you know the destination. Says the Gemara, says the title that you get now is not you just separated from the death. Parshu mimita l'chaim, parshu l'chaim. Now you are the tzadikim אתם מדליקים השם אלוקיכם. זה גמרא, אמרתי לעצמי את זה. That spot over here is a spot that Am Israel really had a fight, a quarrel with Hashem. Well, yeah, they didn't have a quarrel. That's a quarrel. It's not a quarrel that they want to water. The quarrel with Hashem that they dwell over there. They dwell over there, they don't understand the destination. They don't understand the destination, they said, me, I'm understanding the destination. Me, I'm understanding the destination because of Shem, because she understood the destination, we had 40 years water. Now, Miriam is going to die because of you. Because you said you like it over here. He says, what do you mean you like it over here? We're going to Israel. So, what do you mean you like it here? So the Torah says, Miriam will die. Miriam will die with no water. No water. It says to remind you people what happened 3 days after you left Egypt. Your parents, your father, 40 years ago, we left Egypt and there was no water. So, we know what it was no water because you didn't study Torah. Says the Gemara, hold it. 2 months later, just before we got Torah, we came to a place, Rephidim. Again, was no water. I says the Gemara, Rafui Demina Torah. They didn't study Torah. I says, you see the lack of Torah. The lack of Torah causes this. I says, what do you mean lack of Torah? Lack of Torah, says the Gemara, because, you know, they're having a good time. Who says study Torah? I says, this is how the tragedy comes. That's how Yosef also comes the Gemara, you should know. It says in the last pasuk of Parashat Vayigash, you know, when Yaakov arrived in Egypt after the famine, and already Yaakov sees Yosef over there. Everything is very rosy, nice. It says the Torah, "Vayeshev Israel be'eretz Goshen, vayeachzu ba." Says the Torah, the word "Vayeshev." It says they felt so comfortable in Egypt now. I said, "What's wrong with you?" Oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, was the famine in Israel. Now Baruch Hashem, the famine is over. Prosperity in Egypt, business is good. They went and bought real estate. They all felt very comfortable. Says the Gemara, "Vayechi Yaakov, Parashas Ostuma, Yitchila Shivul." It says the Egyptians started already at that moment, whatever it means, to give us a hard time, and soon we're going to fall into slavery. I says, what happened all of a sudden? A new king will come, want to remember Yosef, he's going to start to ask the Jewish people to build Pitom Ramses, to build those storage houses. So what happened? What happened now? What happened? Out of nowhere, this guy arrived. He says, he arrived because Vayeshev Israel, it says the word Vayeshev. It says the Gemara, Am Israel took it easy in Egypt. So take it easy, what do you mean take it easy? You have all the time to aim your head to Tzion, to Yerushalayim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Levi said. אנוכי במזרח ולבי בתוך מערב. אנוכי במזרח ולבי בתוך מערב. He says, I'm in the east. He was in Spain. But my heart is always Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. It's not because Jerusalem, because that's the destination. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appear in Jerusalem. He says, this is what Am Israel forgot in Egypt. He says, Vayeshev, the same tragedy. Slavery, you read the Sefer Shmot, Arashat Shmot. He says, what happened? One word, Vayeshev. It's the same thing. It says, after Akedat Yitzchak, it says, Abraham went and took his two boys, Eliezer and Ishmael, Machshimo Ishmael. He took them. They will go to Beersheba. It says, Vayeshev Avraham b'Beersheba. Avraham, dwell in Beersheba. What's the next pasuk? Next story. Vayuchay Esar, Asara is dead. All they ask, what happened? You know, the Satan went to Sarah and told her, you know, your son was almost slaughtered. She had a heart attack, she died. All they ask, what happened? What happened now? Why Sarah has to die now? He survived the Baruch Hashem, the Akedat Yitzchak. She had a heart attack. Why she had a heart attack? Because look at the parasha before. It says, the end of the parasha before, Parashat Vayera, it says, Vayeshev Avraham b'Be'er Sheva. Avraham went to Be'er Sheva, he dwelled over there. He takes it easy, but he can take it easy. It says, you have to bang and aim. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. It says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. It says, Hema Memer Yivab, Moshe is dead. Why Moshe is dead? Moshe is dead because Am Israel took it easy. So because they took it easy, Miriam died. Because Miriam died, there's no water. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to restore the Emunah. It says, you have to listen to Hashem. It says, go speak to the rock. Don't hit the rock. Because that's the new generation. It says those are the people, they have no emunah. I said, what emunah means? Emunah means Yerushalayim. I'm going to Yerushalayim. So those people, look, they live in Kadesh now. They open up the tents. They say it's a very nice city. Comfortable. He says, you can be comfortable. This is the there's a family, Nadav ben Rechav. This is the Yirmiyahu Navi. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him about this family. He said, that family only wanted to run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the father told them, don't build big houses. He said, live in a tent. He said, live in a tent to show that you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu always to be in Yerushalayim, even though it was at the same time was Beit HaMikdash, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, was not there and the way it was in the beginning when Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Yahu Navi, I go to Am Yisrael, I love these people. Those people don't drink wine. Those people don't live in big houses because they understand the destination is Yerushalayim with the Shekhinah. And he says, that's what the Mashiach will come. He says, the Gemara, the Shekhinah will be there. And he says, look what happened. He says, if you don't have that, if you feel comfortable, comes the Ramban, you know, to say, in terms of the Melech, was an epidemic. 100 people died every day. He says, the Gemara brings the Ramban, in the Chumash, he says, what happened all of a sudden? Epidemic. He says, the Ramban, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. They all came to Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua Ben Nun. They all, Baruch Hashem, had real estate. They had Eretz fields. They all started to plant vineyards, fig trees, olive trees, went into business, became very rich. He says, you forgot one thing. You forgot that Yerushalayim is the destination. But HaMikdash is the destination. You need the Shekhinah. He says, everybody was busy in his backyard, in his fields, with all this planting, harvesting. He says the Ramban, says the Gemara, ha, look, epidemic started. So what happened? What's wrong? Did no sins. He said, understand. It says, the destination, you have to know the destination. If you forget about the destination, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what you hear? I said, here happened in Kaddish. They forgot the destination. They dwell over there. So Rashi said, as long as they're there, you're a sinner. He says, you need a kapara. Miriam is dead. He says, Miriam is dead, there's going to be no water. There's going to be no water, not because Miriam is dead, because you dwell over there. Because you decided you like it over there. You want it over there. It says, you forgot the destination. This is the Torah. Hey, my river, those are the water. Asher Rabu bnei Israel Hashem. Am Israel fought with Hashem. What did they fight with Hashem? What did they fight with Hashem? They just wanted the water. No, no. If you say that you feel comfortable and your destination is not Yerushalayim, you're against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the fight. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, you missed the opportunity to teach them what belief is. They would have learned. Here they had to learn because they dwell. This is in Parashat B'Shalach, Hashem told Moshe, he hit the rock, because over there they were in transit. They didn't say, we like to stay here in Rephidim, we stay over here. Well, Rephidim was nothing, it was a place in the desert. Hashem told Moshe, no, they need water, go hit the rock, give them water, they'll study the Torah, I'll give them the Torah. Here is already a new generation, they already know everything will happen, and still they want to dwell in Kadesh. It says, Miriam is going to die, and the whole tragedy is going to lead. For Moshe's death, Aaron's death, this is just to tell us, to teach us, that's the destination that we have to aim to Yerushalayim, we have to aim to Beit HaMikdash, Amen.